Blog Talk Radio.
This is another DJ Amen world premiere.
Young California.
Young California.
Charisma.
Amen.
Your baby mama love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck, and we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
I made a detour out of the gang when I was hustling crack. Made a couple of dollars, made a little bit of change, never looked back. You can find me at the shooting range, practicing busting gaps. Want a vocal booth in the studio, busting rap. With some gold on my body, off Carlos Rossi, I'm sloppy. I treat my luxury scraper like a Bugatti, lottie dottie. She like the party off Miley Bacardi, let her get naughty. A hottie up in the lobby, she stopped. She said, 40 water, where you about to be? I said, follow me, bitch, room 223. You got to pay me no attention. That's how I be when you're born and raised in the sea, Northern Cali, Silicon Valley.
Bitch, come on, love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck, and we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang.
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 Hey nigga, yeah, make it happen. Turn a non ratchet thick chick under my arm. Make your chick look average. Thick bitch, yeah, a big ol' ass poking like a cactus. And she got that face that belongs up in a beauty pageant. It's your boy, Juicy J, trippy, I gorilla pimp. Falling hard every day, ratchet bitches can resist. I stay left into the bank, but my dough ain't funny. I run out of breath before I run out of money. Let I pop a pill, that's foreplay. Now I'm all in her face like Olay. I'm like, okay, I kill a pussy like OJ. When I'm finished with your woman, she gon' think we sold.
Your baby mama love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang.
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 You wanna be around a winner.
A winner.
Say you only had a few niggas.
A few of them.
Girl, I'm just being honest.
Honest.
I know what you want and he's not it.
Not it.
I'm off the shits and I'm with it.
With it, man.
They can stop us, we gon' get it.
Get it, man.
I'm just being honest. I know what she want and he's not it. That's why
your baby mama love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang.
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 Amen. That's who it is, man. That's who we listening to. That's who we in the mix with. And you know who I am. I'm E-40. DJ A-Man, what's happening with your boy?
Young California.
Young California.
Young California.
DJ A-Man.
Charisma.
Yo, 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 what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Pillow Talk Radio. We like 30 minutes late due to technical difficulties and a lot going on in everybody's life right now. Big shout out to everybody that's logged in, you know what I'm saying, and that's been following us every week and that's been rolling with us every week. Just before we get this show started, I want everybody out there that's listening to us and that's been following us right now. I need all my my prayer warriors and everybody to pray for Gina's mom and my mom. You know what I'm saying? Me and Gina have both been on the phone, in the hospitals, everything. Of course, if you're following things on Facebook, of course, you know what Gina's dealing with right now with her mom. God bless her. You know what I'm saying? And my mom had a heart attack Friday morning and everything. She's doing much better. I've been talking to her and everything, you know what I'm saying? But it's just a simple fact that, you know, we have our mothers, you know what I'm saying, and we're dealing with a lot. And, you know, so we just need your prayers right now, you know what I'm saying? We still going to get it in. Today I want to introduce my co-host, one of the hottest BBWs out here in Las Vegas right now doing the damn thing, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know who she is. G-Spot, you in the building?
I sure am. How are you, sweetie?
Okay. I'm good. I'm good because we doing the show regardless of the show must go on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here, sweetie. I'm here. How you doing?
I am holding up. I'm doing good.
Okay.
God
okay.
is good, and my mom's getting yeah. stronger by the day. And as soon as we can have her surgery, then we'll be even better.
Right. Same here. You know, my mom is going to get a bunch of tests tomorrow, and we'll see exactly where we're at. But I know you've had a busy week. You've been doing modeling rehearsals. You've been out promoting for the charity event and everything. What's been going on in your week this week?
Well, other than being in the hospital, as you well know, with my mom, we have had our model rehearsals. We've been talking to vendors and getting our designers all ready for the show, getting our performers out to the location, doing our walkthrough, getting our performers collaborating with our DJ and our sound guys. So everything's rolling. It's just rolling. You know, we have pre-sale tickets for $10. You can hit up myself or any of my admins on LVPPW, and, you know, we'll be happy to come out and deliver tickets to wherever you are. And if not, come pay $15 at the door and come and see a wonderful show.
Right. Now, we're supporting what charity again?
Portion of the proceeds goes to City Mission Las Vegas. It's a homeless mission that feeds the homeless every day. They give them a breakfast and a sack lunch to go. You know, it's a great place for, you know, people who are in desperate need of food to go and get a meal, you know, a hot meal every day. So, you know, we try and do whatever we can to help them out.
Shit, you might see me down at the mission. Shit, I need a hot meal. Hell, yeah. You might see me down there getting a bag lunch and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hell, you know, hell, I ain't too proud. Yeah, y'all better shit. Y'all better listen to this shit. Y'all better start going to the food pantry.
Hey, everybody's been there at one moment or another.
So hell yeah. There ain't no shame. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shit. You know what I mean? So, shit, you might catch me down there with a bowl of soup and a hot meal and some crackers. You know, you know what I mean? So, it's all good. Well, my week has been... Of course, you know, like I said, you know, I've been trying to get, you know, get this music together. Of course, we're doing promotions for the charity event. I am currently trying to find a spot so we can start doing our Pillow Talk radio nights, live remotes, things like that, you know what I'm saying? So we can start getting our
We got to find that choice, brother. We got to go hit up.
yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got a couple of places we got to go check out, you know what I'm saying, so we can start getting... putting some faces to these numbers and everything that people are calling in. We're getting calls from all over, you know, all over the world, actually, you know, and I'm saying that people want to come to Las Vegas and meet G-Spot and meet Fat Man and come to a BBW event or, you know, just come and hang out in the community or come to one of the charity events. So, you know, we're in the mode, we're in gear to, you know, get us a spot so everybody can come out, hang out with us and everything, shoot some pool and mix and mingle and network, you know what I'm saying, and hopefully some
yeah, and we
got to
plan
that,
our pool party too. We're gonna have a Pillow Talk pool party pretty soon.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Pillow Talk pool party, a barbecue. So, you know, coming to a hood near you. Don't worry, we give you the hood pass and everything, so you can get in. You can get in and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is getting ready to go down and everything tonight. Gina, who is our guest tonight?
Our special guest is Patron Don. He is one of our performers at our charity event. So, yeah, we're going to bring him on a little bit and talk to him a little bit about his career and, you know, where he sees it going and, you know, how he came about to participate in our charity event. You know, we really appreciate
wow.
him, you know, dedicating his time and his energy to do this, you know, free of charge to us, you know, just to show us support. So, yeah, definitely we want to support him in all his ventures.
Okay. Well, without a doubt. Well, I know he's going to be there. Of course, we're going to make sure that Fat Boys is in the house, you know, getting ready to drop the new mixtape and everything. So everything is working out and everything is in full motion. You know, Fat City and Jama Records and everything linked up, and we're getting ready to through this music. So everybody will be getting some more new music from Fat Man, all my big girls and my BBWs out there, and they're sitting there to get ready because we're going to be shooting videos and all of that, you know what I'm saying? Because I believe in using my big girls instead of somebody that's too slim and too trim, you know what I mean? Things like that.
That's
you know?
What's up. That's what's up.
Know,
I better
I like
be in them damn videos,
I like
too.
A little fat on my meat, you know what I mean? You know, lean meat is cool, but give me a little fat on my meat, you know what I'm saying? And everything is more to sop with. If you ever been sopped before, I don't know if any of you ladies ever been sopped before. When I say sop, that means that's an old term back from the South. That means you get biscuits and gravy and this, that, and the other, and you roll that biscuit around in the plate and this, that, and the other. That means you're getting sopped, okay? So when I say I'm sopping that ass, that means I'm rolling that shit around on a plate with biscuits and gravy and all that good shit and grits and hot fish and all of that, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's getting sopped. That's the word for the night, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Sop. S-O-P-P-E-D. Sop. All right, now
you are too much. Why is it with you every time we talk about sex or anything else, it turns into food?
Yeah, well, hey, see, that's why they call me Fat Man. I make analogies to this, that, and the other. You know, that's just like, that's just like, you know, since you bring up food, that's just like, you know, when a man has a woman, you have to season your woman just like you season your meat. So that means you have to massage her, you have to rub the seasonings in. Just like you see that all on the Food Channel and they be talking about barbecue rub, the same thing you do for your woman. You know, you get a barbecue
rub. You
gotta
put some rub on the ribs?
Damn right. You know what I'm saying? You have to season your woman like you season your meat. You know what I mean? And everything. That's what make your woman soft and pliable. You know what I'm saying? When you grab her, you knead her like dough. If anybody ever made bread, you knead the dough. Same thing you do with that ass. You knead that ass like dough, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, you know, today's show is brought to you by the letter N for nasty. Because that's, that's what we're going to be, the letter N for nasty and naughty, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
The nice topic is, yeah, naughty, you know, 10 slaps in everything. You know what I mean?
I don't know nothing about no naughty.
You know, okay, tonight's topic is, what is the difference, okay, between a BBW lover and a chubby chaser? Okay, now, everybody out there, y'all marinate on that, you know what I'm saying? Of course, our special guest tonight from the LVPPW Spring Fling performer, Patron Don, he'll be on in a little bit, you know what I'm saying, and we'll be asking him about, you know, as a music producer, artist, and growing up with his famed gangster rap artist, and I think they kind of related, Ice-T. You don't want to miss this show, you know what I'm saying, because we got a lot going on tonight. So like I said, to everybody out there, all my ladies, all the fellas that's listening, or the fellas that's sneaking and listening, you know what I'm saying, up under the radar, don't want us to know that you in queue or anything. What's the difference between a BBW lover and a chubby chaser? All right, so you can hit us up at 347-884-8810, you know, and talk to, you know, Fat Man or G-Spot, and we want to know, what do you think about it? You know, I know y'all hitting G-Spot on Facebook and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? We got a 414 area code in the building. We got a 323 area code in the building, you know what I'm saying? 702 is definitely representing in the building, you know what I'm saying? So y'all think about that. And I want to know the difference between, I already know the difference in this, that, and the other, because I live this shit 24/7, you know what I mean? Like I said, I wear the shit on my back like color, so I don't know about anybody else. You know, I've never been a chubby chaser. I don't get into that shit. I'm true to this shit 24/7, 9 days a week. Okay.
It ain't eight days a week anymore. It's 9 days a week now.
It's 9 days a week. That's what it was. That's what a grind got to be. 9 days a week. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So that's good. You know, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna pay some bills and everything. This goes out to all my people. That ever since the eclipse happened, you've been feeling some type of way. If y'all didn't know, an eclipse was like a couple of days ago and everything like that. If you missed it, you missed it. If you've seen it, then you got a chance to witness history. But ever since that damn eclipse, shit's been going wrong. So this goes out to all the people that's feeling some type of way. We'll be right back.
desire to experiment with a chubby person.
Okay. I feel you on that. Now there are different classifications. And this is something I want you to clear up because it goes from thick chick, BBW. How does it go and everything? Because there is protocol in this. People think we just label you women, you know, are you BBW, are you thick, you just said any other. No, there's a classification that every woman falls under, you know what I'm saying, in our community. Can you kind of clear that up for people, especially for us men that don't know, you know what I'm saying, so that way we know what we're talking about and know who we're talking to when we're out there in these clubs?
Well, I mean, a BBW is considered anybody that's over a size 12. That is a BBW. That's a thick chick. That's a plus size woman. You know, a super size BBW, if I'm not mistaken, I think is somebody who's over 300 pounds. It might be even up over 400 pounds. But, yeah, I mean, the norm is anybody a size 12 and over is a BBW. That's what they consider a BBW.
All right. Now, I know you're around and you have a big shout-out to all the LVPPWs that's logging on and, you know, that's been logging on, supporting the show, supporting the movement, what me and G-Spot have been doing and everything. Now, when you ladies go out, how do you get approached? Do you get approached by men that you can basically know – he just out for some ass, and well, he may be a little bit.
You can always tell. You can always tell when it's just somebody who's a chubby chaser and who's actually a BBW lover. A BBW lover will be more subtle with his remarks, more respectful. You know, he's already been with BBW, so he knows, you know, the do's and the don'ts. A BBW chubby chaser, on the other hand, is going to be more blunt. More, you know, in your face, you know, hey, mom, I think you're hot and you're sexy, you're thick. Yeah, I would like to hit that. You know, I've never been with a big chick or whatever. You know, they say stupid shit like that. But, I mean, you can always tell when it's somebody that's new on the scene and they're just trying to, you know, try it out. They haven't been with a big woman, so they don't really know what it's all about, but they want to try it out.
Okay, you get
all that stuff. And see, like my girls and I, we rarely go to like normal sized people clubs because that's not where we're accepted and where we're respected. So, you know, as a norm, we usually go to a BBW club that caters more to plus size women who is more size accepting. You know, like for instance, on the strip, you go to these nightclubs and some of these major casinos, it's for, you know, the teeny boppers and the little twitchy chicks that, you know, with the fake boobs and the fake ass and, you know, all that nice stuff. So when we walk up in there, they're like, you know, we get the look like, oh shit, are they in the right place? And then on occasion you do go in there and then you'll find some of these guys that, you know, they want to come over and talk to you. They want to come and see what it's all about, you know. But, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy out there.
Size acceptance is still
something we have to strive for.
Right. You know, and I mean, it's the same thing for us BHMs, you know, us big men, you know what I'm saying? We still walk into a place, you know. I know when I walk into a place, I command attention. I demand attention and everything. But it's like when I walk into a place, it's like more women are either intimidated by my size. I know when a woman is interested in me because of who I am and because I'm a big man, than who I am and what's in my pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's all about buy me a drink, this, that, and the other, what you drinking, and blah, 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 and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
A woman who
mm-hmm.
wants to date a big man will be like, no, sweetie, I'll buy you a drink. And how you doing, and this and the other, and no, you could come go with me, you know what I'm saying? So it's a big difference on the approach. All I just say is women that's out there, you know, stop being afraid to approach big man, whatever, and this and the other, because you never know, we probably checking you out too, you know what I'm saying? So the thing is to speak up, because a closed mouth does not get fed. You know what I'm saying? The close mouth does not get fed. You know what I'm saying? I know I've been dating plus-size women ever since I know what a big girl was, because big women ran in my family. So, you know, a man is always
And, you know, that's
to find
the funny
somebody.
Thing that you say. It's funny that you say that, because that's my question a lot when I do, when, you know, I am approached by men. You mm-hmm. know, they're like, oh, I like thick women. I'm a very attractive to thick women. Well, and then my mm-hmm. next question is to them, okay, so what attracts you to them? Were you brought up in a household where your mom, your aunties, your sisters, your cousins
right.
were all thick? Because usually
right.
a boy that is raised in a home where the female adults are thick, they tend
mm-hmm.
to be attracted to a thick woman.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah, I mean,
exactly.
you know, on occasion I'll find one or two that's like, no, my mom's like 5'2 and 100 pounds or something. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
okay, then what's your attraction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
You know. Well,
yeah,
I mean,
you know, and
you
it's
know,
funny because
you
I, get
know,
asked, I get asked often. I get asked often,
yeah.
why is it that you're so confident? Why is it that you carry yourself the way you do? Well, one thing, I'm 43 years old. And at
right.
this point in my life, I could give two shits what the fuck people think
well,
or say
yeah,
about me
right.
behind my back.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I know me. I know my worth. I know who I am and what I deserve. So,
right.
yeah, I will walk into a room. I don't care if everybody in there is a size 2 and 100 pounds. I walk
right.
in there, you know, and strut my shit and hold my head up high because I know me. You know, I know
right.
who I am, and I'm confident
right.
in my skin. And either you love me in my skin or you don't.
No, you don't.
That's your
life. Right, exactly, and that's the way I feel. You know what I'm saying? That's why I try and tell a lot of these guys, it's like, look here, man. You know, they're going to see right through you. They're going to see you're going to be transparent and everything. You know what I'm saying? That's why I tell a lot of these guys that write music for plus size women, or say I wrote a song for plus size women and this and the other. You can tell by what their song and what their content is about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's ever
right.
dated a plus-size woman knows what's in their heart and everything. Like I say, like you said, they know what to say. They know what not to say. They know how to express themselves. They know how to not say stupid shit. They damn sure don't come up with, when's the last time you had some dick in the conversation? You know what I'm saying? We as big
you know,
men,
that's another
we
thing.
As big men, we
right.
look here, we as big men, we don't send dick pics and shit like that there. First of all, we excited because we just seen our dick. So why the fuck am I going to take a picture and send it to you? Hell, I'm trying to keep that for a keepsake my damn self and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
right.
fellas
and, you know,
out there,
it's
you
funny
know,
that you said that.
Yeah,
it's funny that
yeah,
you said that because
just,
a lot of times men seem to think that because we're big women, we're desperate, we're thirsty, we haven't had sex, we can't get dick. No, honey, trust me. All I have to do is go through my
phone
book.
Phone call. Yeah, yeah.
One
phone
call.
And that's what I'm
we're not desperate, we're not thirsty.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know why that comes up when we men are talking. And I have to let them know, man, look here, man, she ain't stressing on you. She ain't tripping on you and any other. Trust
right.
me. Trust me. She like you're like a bad shirt. You know what I'm saying? Men ain't just like men come a dime a dozen. You buy one and you get 40 more just like him and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a bad shirt
right.
and shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, player, don't think that she's stressing on you, or don't think that you could come over and knock the skins and this, that, and the other, like you putting a damage on the pussy and this, that, and the other. No, player, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? And shit like
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah. If you're
right.
not even, if you can't get past her butt, somebody tell me this. If your dick can't get past my ass, I ain't fucking with you and shit. I've heard that from someone. If your dick can't get past my ass, I ain't fucking with you and this and the other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, fellas, you know.
And
fellas,
I trust me, homie, I got a whole lot of ass to get past.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so fellas, you know, when y'all be coming in and this, that, and the other, thinking you coming in 4 in the morning and, yeah, come in, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And all that shit you seeing in the movies, y'all cut that shit out and everything. Because usually a woman going to look at you and go, for real, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
So now you got your big boy draws on and you want to come in and grab me by the hair and this, that, and the other and talk shit and all of that shit. And man, you should have been doing that the first night you did that shit, not coming in because you didn't had a couple of shots. And everything, you
right.
know what I'm saying, or something like that, you know, and you figure you.
Now
figure
he grew
you,
some balls
king,
after he had
you
a few shots.
You king ding-a-ling tonight. You look here, fellas, a woman allow you to be king ding-a-ling in their home. You ain't coming up in there slanging no dick, not unless you just coming in and making, not unless when you come out, the neighbors look at you and give you a thumbs up, then yeah, hell yeah, then that means you was handling some business. But if you're just coming out and she like, okay, if she lets you out and she don't even come to the door and lock the door behind you, you ain't do shit, player. You just got to, you was an amusement for her. You thinking, yeah, I put it down. No, player, you did not put it down. You know what I'm saying? It's 2 minutes after six out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. Tonight's topic is the difference between a BBW lover and a chubby chaser, okay? We got some people here. We got a call on the line right here. Area code 702-0884. Everything. We're going to see what they talking about. Yo, what's going on? You got the Fat Man and G-Spot up in here, Pillow Talk Radio. Who is this?
This is Bear.
This is who?
Larry.
Oh,
Larry,
okay.
Bear.
Yeah.
Hi, Larry.
I always support my BBW.
That's right, sweetheart. We love you, too.
I love
so
my
Larry,
BBW.
So, Larry, what is your definition of a BBW lover and a chubby chaser? What is the difference as far as you're concerned? Because if you call it in and you support them like this, I already know you a BBW lover. So what is it? And more power to you, bro. I support you 1,000%. This, that, and the other. You can ride
on
the
time. Always trusted to the BBW.
So give us your version of it.
BBW is someone who wants to be in a relationship with a BBW. Well, a big,
okay,
beautiful woman.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
That okay. Chubby chaser, I do not chase chubby women.
Okay.
I'm always down for my BBW.
Okay. 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 So the difference is a person, a BBW lover is a lover of a plus size woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
they
I guess you could say we're connoisseurs.
They admire the BBW.
Okay. So I guess you could say we're connoisseurs of the BBW industry, a BBW woman.
Repeat that.
I said, I guess you could say we're connoisseurs. That's like a person who smokes rare cigars. He's a connoisseur. He's a professional on what he knows and what he wants.
Yeah, that's where
okay.
I am too.
Okay, that's where you at with it? All right.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So everybody out there, we got to get an understanding that a BBW lover is a person that loves a big girl 24/7, 9 days a week, 375 days a year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You do this.
Right.
This is all you know. This is what I tell y'all. The only thing a skinny woman can do for me is bring me a menu and a glass of water. All right? And have an ordering pad to take my order. Other than that, you send me a big girl, trust me, she going to wind up being on the plate. You know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. She's going to be on the menu. She's going to be on the menu. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so.
That's right.
We
she ain't
going to
be on the menu.
You're going to
use her ass as a toothpick.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we keep on supporting, man. I expect to see you at the charity event. You know what I'm saying? And everything, you know what I mean? So
I'll
I'm
be
looking
there.
To meet you real soon. All right, bro?
All right.
Then,
love
man.
You, Larry.
Love you,
Larry. Love you. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, then, y'all, we just heard from my man Larry. Let us know what a BBW lover and the difference between a chubby chaser, all right? So we got another call on here from the 323 area code, 323-7872 and everything. What's going on? You got Fat Man and G-Spot, Pillow Talk Radio. Who is this? Oh, you ain't saying that now. Okay, we'll come back to you later. All righty then. So, listen, we're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back. We're going to get our man Patron Don to call in and this, that, and the other and see what his version is of a BBW lover or a chubby chaser. You know what I'm saying? Actually, you know, chubby chasers got to go. It's us big fellas with all the flow, okay? You know what I mean? So y'all get y'all chasing asses over there, over to the side and everything. Y'all got to make this shit believable. It's got to come from the heart. This is what I tell you artists out there that's figuring, yeah, I'm going to write a song about a big girl. Yeah, anybody can write a song about a big girl, but have you ever experienced a big girl? Your music will be totally different. Trust me. I know. This is what I do. All right. It's 6 minutes after six out here. I know G-Spot is in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here. I'm over here at Fast City headquarters. You know what I'm saying? And due to the technical difficulties today, we still got the show off and everything. We still doing our damn thing. Big shout out to our mothers and everything that's in recovery. You know, all I have to say is that the devil is a lie. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be right back, y'all, after this.
Get a sound to your body, drip, drip, drip. As I kick most at the lip, lip, lip. Get a sound to your body, drip, drip, drip. As I kick most at the lip, lip, lip.
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you putting all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. Don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. About to get inside your mental, huh? Bring your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all the spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. Woo! When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Ah! Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like.
About to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luther. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
Pillow talk. Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, with my girl G-Spot, is definitely in the building, you know what I'm saying. We doing our damn thing. Like I said, we got some technical difficulties going on, but we pushing on through this, you know what I'm saying. That was my man Chris Brown, Make You Wet the Bed. I don't know how many fellas is out there making a woman wet the bed. That's what you need to be doing, especially early in the morning, you know what I'm saying, when it's nice and moist and shit. Yeah, make her wet the bed after coffee, donuts, shit like that there, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean. Get your morning, it's the breakfast of champions, get your morning off starting great, you know what I'm saying.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I mean, so. Big shout out to my girl G-Spot is definitely in the building, you know what I'm saying? We was just sitting here and talking about the Pillow Talk BBW pool party and the club and this, that, and the other. We got a lot of stuff that we're getting ready to do for our community out here in Las Vegas, for our BBW community in Las Vegas. Me and G-Spot kind of feel that our industry and our community is missing something. You go to these clubs out here, and you're missing something. It's not about fun anymore. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my big girls and this, that, and the other, but, you know, I may say that I'm going to season you like I season my barbecue meat and this, that, and the other, but that don't necessarily mean that's the way I'm going to treat you like meat. I'm not going to treat you like meat. I'm going to treat you like a woman's supposed to be treated, no matter what size you are. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of men get it twisted and fucked up, you know what I'm saying, and they wind up doing shit, saying shit that they don't really realize what they're saying. Fellas, you got to realize, a big girl, plus-size woman, she's had every line and everything said to her in the course of her life.
And then more.
and then some. So you have to be different. You have to put yourself aside. You have to think outside of the box. She's been hit on in every way. Men have been blunt with her in every way. So you can't come up and go, yeah, I'm just going to keep it real. Well, it was somebody before your ass that kept it real. You ever been around when keeping it real goes wrong?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because all the time you can't keep it so real because she'll look at you like, what the fuck did you just say to me? You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Real shit. And you don't want, and she going to get four or five of her friends. Because you ain't going to know that they there, and when they surround your ass, then you're going to be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. So you have to watch what you say. You have to watch how you treat the woman. You even have to watch what you say when you're calling her. You know what I'm saying? And everything.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
definitely
think that.
You know what's funny? Know. It's funny because, like, me personally and my girlfriends, my close friends, and mm-hmm. you know, Debbie, Paula, Luana, you know, Cheryl, Susan, mm-hmm. you know, I have a handful of good girlfriends that are my true friends, and,
right.
you know, it's funny because when we get together and we'll be sitting, you know, at a little round table sipping wine or whatever, and never fails, one of us will get hit up by some dude or another, and he'll come up with some stupid-ass shit, and now, just so you know, that phone gets traveled around the circle of girls, and everybody
yeah.
goes, oh, hell no, he did not just
oh.
say that shit. Are you fucking kidding me? Who is this fool?
Mm-hmm.
So trust me, your
mm-hmm.
name will get put out there.
mm-hmm. Yep.
So you
yep.
best watch what you say and how you come at
exactly.
us.
Exactly. And you wonder why they looking at you out the corner of their eye when you done walked up and everything like that, and they going,
right.
Mm-hmm.
So when me and my girlfriends turn around and look at you when you walk up in the club, and we just go, mm-mm, no, he
mm-mm,
didn't.
Mm-mm. Uh-huh, exactly.
Now you know
that's,
why. It was that
that's,
dumb
that's
text you
thing,
sent to
fellas.
Someone of us.
Yeah, that's the thing, fellas. These ladies talk, okay? So don't think that they don't talk. Don't think that they don't sit at the table and compare who didn't hit them up and who you know. And this is the worst thing you guys are doing. You guys are doing dumb shit like trying to talk to Gina, then you want to go talk to Paula and this, that, and the other, not knowing that they're friends in the same damn group. This is the dumbest shit
you know,
that I've
ever
seen.
You know, it's so funny because we do. We sit there, and anybody that we're considering even remotely dating, we
mm-hmm.
pass the phone around with that picture of that dude. Do you know this dude? Do you know this dude?
Yeah.
Do you know this dude?
Uh-huh.
Do you know this dude? Because
exactly.
9 out of 10, they know him. They know him because they've already been hit up by him. And it's fucking ridiculous. That's why I have a strict rule. I don't date anybody in Las Vegas BBW community.
Mm-hmm.
Hell
exactly.
the fuck no. Mm-mm. No, because I already know. They already
like,
done the round.
They be like, well, how did you know? Well, player, you comment on the picture, you commented on her last picture, and I commented on her picture. So when you make a comment, it's going to come across my phone that you've made another comment. So if I'd have made a comment on Gina's picture, Paula's picture, Luana's picture, it's going to show up on their phone, and they're going to go, "Fat man made a comment on your picture." And you're going to go, "Yeah, he made a comment on yours." Yeah. And then the other. The only reason why I can do that is because they know Fat Man. They know how. They know my get down. He commented on mine. Most of the time, they're going to be like, "Well, shit, he didn't comment on mine. What the fuck is wrong with him?" See what I'm saying? I spread love around. You know, spread it around and everything. Player, you know what I'm saying? You know, y'all got to, you know, you can't just be one-sided. You know what I'm saying? And these ladies going to help you. These ladies going to make you think out of the box. Any plus-size woman is going to make you think out of the box. So embrace it. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. You know, big shout out to all the big girls out there. You know, big shout out to my girl TT that's out there. You know what I'm saying? She's logged on. You know what I mean? Big shout out to my man Patron Don. We getting ready to bring him on in just a minute. Big shout out to all the LVPPWs and all the BBWs. I got a 414 area code in the building. I got a 602 area code in the building. Of course, 702 is definitely representing. You know what I'm saying? We got a 323 area code in the building. You know what I'm saying? And right now, with no further ado, we're about to bring on one of the artists that's going to be at the charity event. Gina, do you want to introduce this artist?
Yes, most definitely. Patron Don is one of my best friends and confidant, and he's an awesome artist. And if you haven't had the chance to listen to his music, I definitely encourage you to look him up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, type in Student of the Game, and you will pull up his music. And like I said, he's on SoundCloud. He's on every place that he needs to be.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an awesome artist, and I have a lot of respect and admiration for him. He's a hard worker. He's dedicated. He's, you know, a real honest-to-goodness person, you know, and his humility is always in place. So, yeah,
damn,
definitely. Patron Don.
You make him sound like Michael Jackson in this and the other. He's good, pure, and wholesome. He's a great guy. He's down to earth. He's a stand-up man. Without a doubt.
No, you know what? He's my homie.
Like
he's
that.
Got my back, and I got his. He's my homie. I love him dearly.
That's what's up. With no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying, and all my Pillow Talk listeners, we got Patron Don on the phone. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm in the building, man. The boss is in the building. Shout out to G-Spot and the Pillow Talk, man. Y'all know what it is. We in Sin City, baby, getting it in.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. So we welcome you to the show, man. Kind of tell everybody who you be and what you about.
Yeah, man, you know the name Al Patron originated in the Spanish heritage, but yeah, man, I'm out here in Vegas now, originated from L.A. Shout out to all my people in New York. The big boss, Ice-T, y'all know who he is. You know the originator, the OG who started all this
right,
shit.
Right.
You know, got to pay homage,
right.
You feel me?
Right,
I'm in the
right,
lab right.
right
now with my man, Fierce Facts. Shout out to everybody on the block, you know. But I come from a broken home, you know.
Okay.
Started off small. You know, I'm in the middle right now, you know, trying to score that touchdown, man, so I can be living that millionaire life on top of the globe. And, you know,
right.
looking down on all my people and throwing ropes back to people who need help. But, you know,
yeah.
I come from the struggle like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say you just hit a note there, struggle. You know, people, you know, they, you know, I got a picture that I put on Facebook. I got a car chain around my neck with a blue lock on the end of it. You know, people think that I'm making a fashion statement, and I said, no, I ain't making no fucking fashion statement. This is for all my people that was down in the struggle. And people look at me and they go, the struggle? What do you mean the struggle? You know what I'm saying? Kind of expound on that, man, because there's a lot of brothers that don't out there that's in this game that don't realize the struggle. Before we even started, before a Patron Don, way before a Fat Man even got in the game, there was a struggle. So expound on that, man. Give people your version of the struggle.
Well, shit, you know, everybody got a struggle. I mean, you know, you can lose a loved one and be struggling mentally. You know, some people have physical attributes that they struggle through, that they get bullied all day. You know, some people have mental physications that they don't have their mental together because they done lost their
right.
mind out here from going through
right.
a lot of problems that they endured in
right.
life. But, you know, my philosophy and my story is just growing up, you know, not having pops around all day. You know, I'm the oldest of all my siblings, so, you know, I had to get out there and do what it was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? I had obligations for my people. You know what I'm saying? I stood up, you know, but struggling is not having what you want when you want it. You know what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, going without. Some days you got to, you know, I'm dollar menuing it right now until I get to the millions. You know, steak and lobster later, sacrifice now for later. You know, that's what the struggle is for me. It's a sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Coming from the bottom and, you know, where I come from, you know, that's really the struggle for me, man, coming straight from the bottom, really.
Okay.
And he's being being humble about it. I'll just let you know he's being humble about it because this man has gone through. Yeah, he's gone to hell and back. And he, you know, even though he's gone to hell and back, he's still, you know, fighting so hard and he's, you know, doing it all on his own. You know, he's not leaning on anybody to hand him out anything or to do anything for him. He's doing it all on his own. You know, he went to prison, he's been shot, he was in a coma, he's gone through multiple surgeries, health issues, and he's still on the grind. He doesn't let anything hold him back. And that,
man, the struggle, man.
You know, that's
his problem. Everybody goes through them, though. You know, it's like they say, what don't kill you make you stronger, and that's what makes the struggle for real. You know, when you can come out of the struggle and talk about the struggle. Everybody's still struggling and can't talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to survive, and I done made it through the struggle so I can talk about it. You feel me?
Right. Well, I feel you on that. You know, I kind of, you know, I've been through the struggle of the music industry and this, that, and the other, the doors getting closed and things like that. You know, my struggle was a little bit different because at that time when I was doing it, I was 600 pounds, and people didn't want to take out an insurance policy on me. They didn't want to give me the deal because of the big pun issue and things like that there, you know what I'm saying? And people are afraid to take on a big man like that, you know what I'm saying, touring, walking through,
you
know, airports and this, that, and the other, and they don't know what my health is. So it's been a struggle of basically paving my own way, and then I'm doing music about plus-size women. So it ain't like I'm talking about how many bottles I'm popping and, you know, how I'm rolling and I'm on the dubs. No, I'm talking about how I'm, you know, buying buckets of chicken and shit and, you know, things like that, what I'm doing with these big girls.
Real talk.
We shutting down the kitchen. I'm speaking real shit, you know what I'm saying? People thinking I'm being comedic about it, and I'm like, no. When I go to the club and I got 16, 17 big girls with me, no, nigga, we shut the kitchen down because we buying up all the chicken wings and shit like that there and everything. You know what I'm saying? And we got bottles. We popping bottles and shit. You know, you ain't ever seen a motherfucker pop a bottle with chicken grease and shit on his hands and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? You know, my struggle is a little bit different. So, man, kind of let everybody know, your experiences. Who have you recorded with? Who you getting ready to record with?
I just finished dropping the EP, man, Student of the Game. If you ain't got it, go get it, www.studentofthegame.com, man. It was a top seller for 3 weeks, iTunes, you know, Amazon, you know, no marketing, no promotion, just, you know, believing in what I do, man. You know, like kids say, you know, I'm my biggest fan, man. So, you know, everybody go get it. It's some inspirational music. And, you know, right now I've recorded with mainly, like, it's been in-house. You know, I got an artist I work with, you know, Fierce Factor, ENC, you know what I'm saying? He's out here in Vegas. My man Big Lee, XL, you know, a lot of niggas that I record with out here in Vegas. Shout out to 97.5, my boy Drizzy Dre, you know, and Mike P, you know, for showing mad love out here, you know what I'm saying? And my mans, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm just working hard, man, trying to get a big future. But I know it's me stacking up my money, man. I got to get my business together and stay manageable. So I can work with the elite, you know what I'm saying? So that's really what I'm doing right now, you know, taking my business mind and, you know, using it right, man, and, you know, doing my presidential campaign the right way and investing in the things that I need to help me out, you know what I'm saying? And that's really where I'm at right now. I've been recording with Joey Black, my man Seal Mill. I got some stuff with Nipsey and T-Fly, just on some under stuff that hasn't been put out because I can't release it yet until I, you know, get everything together. But at the end of the day, man, I'm just working hard, an artist. Like I said, I'm a student of the game in this business, willing to work with any and whoever. I write for anybody. I produce for anybody. I love the music, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day.
Right. Well,
yes, and one more thing. When I approached him, I said, you know, I need a performer for my event. And I said, I know this might not be, you know, what you are used to, but I really need somebody to perform for my charity event. And he didn't hesitate. He was on it. He didn't even blink an eye. He said, "Yeah, I'm in. I'll do it."
Well,
so I didn't want to, you know.
I got you.
Yeah,
you know,
I appreciate
mean, you know,
that.
I work with a lot of these local artists in this city, and I done worked with everybody from Mikey VIP all the way down to Trigger in this city and the other. I done interviewed them. I done this and the other, you know, and one of the things that I make, you know, let them know is, look here, man, you got to give back to your community. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to talk about, I'm going to give back when I make it. Well, in certain eyes and in the eyes of the Lord, you've already made it and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, man. Thank you for saying that, man.
You know what I'm saying? You've already made it. So start
man.
Giving back and reaching back now. You don't need no money to reach back and put somebody on a track. You don't need no money to reach back and turn somebody on to, you know, a show and things like that. My thing is to other artists, stop thinking that this is what we supposed to do, and this is the shit that I owe you because I don't owe you shit. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. When you give, I'm giving from the heart, and I expect that shit back or something in you know, something likewise or something like that. If I come to you because most people go, what can I do for you? Nothing. I did that because you fit that mold. Your music fits that style that you're looking for. I'm going to be man enough to come to you when I need to call that favor in or I need you. I'm going to be man enough to come to you and go, yo, man, I need you to get on this track. I need you to this, that, and the other. And I expect you to go, no problem, fat man. Just like when you called me, I went, no problem, my dude. I'll call him and this, that, and the other, see if I can get you on the bill or get the number and you can talk to the manager and this, that, and the other. Because everybody
has
made
one thing. That's one thing. Hey, Mac, this one thing that the big boss taught me, man. He said everybody in this life need help. You might not need help, but you might need somebody to tell you something that can help you. You know what
right,
I'm saying? So
right.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we all need help in this life because we all in the struggle. Money ain't going to be nothing when the world ends. It's going to be who you got. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Going to be what you know. You know what I'm saying? And how you can
right.
survive without money. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Having that coat when the eclipse come. You know, but I'm just speaking some real to all my people that's out there in the struggle in the hood that can't make it. I'm going to make it for
right.
you. You know what I'm saying? When
right.
you see me, I'm a testimony. I'm one of the ones that came from the pit bottom. You know, and I'm
right.
on my way to the top. You know, shout out to
exactly.
G-Spot and Pillow Talk. It's Tron Dines in the building. Y'all know what it is. Money making ENT.
It's all good. It's all good.
We love you, Patron.
It's all good. You know what I'm saying and everything. So like I said, man, tell everybody where they can find you at.
Yeah, man, you can find me at Twitter, at Patron Don right now. You know, you can get me on the IG, Instagram, Patron Don, Facebook, MySpace, the whole nine, everything, SoundCloud. Just follow Patron Don info, www.patrondon.com, Young Flying Rich. That's my new album coming soon featuring Chris Brown. Got some new singles coming out with T-Fly and Nipsey Hussle. You know, Money Making ENT, man, Young Flying Rich, YFR. That's the new thing for me, man. I'm Young Fly, and I plan to be rich pretty soon, you know. So that's really what it is for me, man, Patron Don in the building. G-Spot, y'all know what it is.
That's what's up. I feel you, my dude. I feel you and everything. You know what I'm saying? Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, man, and everything. You know what I'm saying? And we are definitely looking forward to your performance on the, is the 9th of May?
May 10th.
The 10th?
May 10th. Be there, be
May
square, 10th. Man.
Geisha
Tell
House,
be there,
you know
be square, man.
So, yeah, we're going to definitely
the Geisha House,
be in
May
the building.
10th. Money making
you know,
is
sure
in the
you
building.
Bring, make sure you bring some CDs with you, man, because I'm pretty sure some people are going to be in the building and want to, you know, get your music, things like that, you know what I'm saying, and everything.
Most definitely,
and,
I got you.
We looking
family.
Forward to the
yes.
performance, man.
No doubt, man. I really appreciate you having me, man. Y'all have a great evening, great Sunday, man. God's Day, the Sabbath Day. Y'all know what it is, Sean Don, man, and I'm out of here, man.
It
Double
is
N.
Like
all
right, butter, baby.
It is, man.
He is back in the building.
That's how we money. I know it is.
Yeah, your boy, yeah, that's right, man. Keep it 600, my nigga. Keep it 600. You know what I'm saying? We got love
in the
for
minute,
y'all.
Man,
y'all keep on doing
do.
The damn thing.
Stay
right,
safe,
man.
Family.
100.
All right. 100.
Love you, Patron. Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Exactly. So, yeah, y'all will be able to see him May 10th at the Geisha House, you know what I'm saying, at the LVPPW Spring Fling, you know, hosted by myself and G-Spot, you know what I'm saying. And we got a couple of other people that's going to be there. You know what I'm saying? The Chosen One out of Detroit and a couple of other artists that I
Lamarck
know about.
Lamarck Mingo and
yeah.
Legion Solaris are going to be performing as well.
Exactly. And if y'all don't show up, then Fat Man going to strip. We're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to be right back with more Fat Man and G-Spot Radio. And like we said, damn, we didn't even get a chance to ask Patron, what's the difference in a BBW lover and a chubby chaser? All right?
Pussy ain't the vision, baby. Dollar sign. Got that good dick, girl. I already know that I'm shit, girl. And if I fuck with you, then you shit too. Girl, stop playing with that shit, dude. Dollar sign pushing the label, baby. The whole team big, getting paper, baby. Presidential roadies in them red bottoms. Anything decent, bitch, you know I got it. You know I got it, where the ladies at? If you got some good pussy, baby, say yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah. If it tastes like water, let me hear you holler. In the club with the homies popping all
we ain't going to the bars. Girl, you fucking with a star. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gone, let a nigga go to work. Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me, get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around.
And I put that on the hood.
On the hood.
I'ma give it to you good.
Good.
I'ma do it like you should.
Like you should.
Say that pussy death, bro, call me Shug.
Ha!
Run it, then beat it up.
Beat it
let
up.
You feel it in your stomach, then eat it up.
Eat it up.
And it ain't no keeping up.
Why?
She ain't hitting high notes, I ain't deep enough.
Ha.
I go deeper,
deeper.
$1 million man, it's the sleeper.
Sleeper.
$1 million dream, you, me, and my Mercedes, girl. So when I scoop you, baby girl.
Now we ain't going to the bars.
Nah.
Girl, you fucking with a star.
Ha.
I like the way you wearing that skirt.
That skirt.
Gone, let a nigga go to work.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Go to
work.
Girl,
go to
I
work.
Give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick.
That good.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around,
hey. We can get it in the booth
right here,
hey. Or we can take it to the coupe,
to the coupe.
We can do it on the five or the deuce. When I'm in it, had left mama screaming out woo. We can get it in the booth
right here.
Or we can take it to the coupe,
to the coupe.
We can do it on the five or the deuce. Go to war on that pussy. Better call the truce. That's the truth, truthfully, you never had better. S-E-X is why disease like the last letter. Then I mash like potatoes, I'm a casket. Baby glass never left.
Now we ain't going to the bars. Girl, you fucking with a star. I like the way you wearing that skirt. Gone, let a nigga go to work. Go to work.
Girl, I give you that good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck with me and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around. Good dick, girl, I give you that good dick. You gon' fuck around and get some good dick. Girl, I give you that good dick. Fuck around, fuck around.
The fraternity.
Got the Fat Man back up in here. Pillow Talk Radio, y'all. That was my man Glasses Malone and Good Dick, you know what I'm saying? As it went out to my man Patron because he said, you know, he had a song with my man Glasses and everything. So, big shout out to them. You know, like we said, we got the LVPPW charity event coming up. You know what I'm saying? We got the West Coast Fat Boys mixtape coming. That will be out. We're trying to get that done around about the first of this month. Got people hitting us up on Facebook and everything. The question of the evening now is, how did G-Spot get the name G-Spot? People been chiming in, and people been, you know, saying, well, you know, I don't know. How did she get the name G-Spot and everything like that? So maybe we need to let her explain how she got the name G-Spot.
Well, once upon a time I went to a lounge, and there was an old Las Vegas lounge singer, and she was infamous for giving people nicknames. So she came over to our table, and she asked everybody their name, and she started popping off nicknames, and they were kind of corny and whatnot. And then she comes over to me, and she's like, "Ooh, you're a fine-looking woman." And I said, "Thank you." I was, you know, flattered. She's probably in her late 60s. And had a beautiful voice, a beautiful, you could tell she had been in the Vegas show scene for many years. And she said, "So what's your name, honey?" And I said, "Gina." And she's like, "Oh, you're too sexy. I got to give you a sexy name." So she came up with G-Spot Gina, and that's how it stuck. So ever since then, I've been G-Spot Gina. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, I kind of got the name Fat Man because, you know, I ate a lot and shit. you know what I'm saying? I was a big guy. And everything. Don't have nothing to do with the dick size or anything like that. It's just a street name, Fat Man. You know what I mean? You know, so all the ladies don't be thinking, "Oh, he got Fat Man because size of his dick." No, no. I got the nickname Fat Man because I could eat four whoppers in one setting and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they nicknamed me Fat Man and everything. And plus, my back in Detroit, my weed sack was fat. So, you know, of course, you know, Daddy Fat Sacks, Fat Man. You know, it all goes together and everything. So, just a little history of going on, what's going on between me and G-Spot. G-Spot said we have a special guest calling in. What's his name, DJ what?
Larry Love.
DJ Larry Love. Okay. Big shout out to DJ Larry Love. Are you on the line, player? Hello?
Larry, are you there?
I guess not. What is his number? Is area code 702?
Last two are 8292, I think. Last two digits are 92.
Okay, 8292?
Something like that, yeah. 92 is the last two.
Really? Okay, I don't see nobody up in there. Larry, if you're out there, call us back. You know what I'm saying and everything. You know, we was wanting to talk to you and everything. But other than that, G-Spot, what we got coming up in this following week?
Just more rehearsals and just getting prepared for this event. I think this coming weekend, most of the LVPPWs will be out and about at the clubs and at different locations selling tickets for our event. So if anybody's in need of tickets, please, you know, hit me up on Facebook. Hit up Luana Trelizzi, who is my co-founder and vice president of LVPPW, Debbie, Paula, Susan, anybody that you can find on LVPPW, go on our page and just hit us up and let us know you need tickets, and we will definitely get to you and get them out to you wherever you are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, we'll deliver, you know what I'm saying? But everybody come out on the 10th of May and support the, you know, support the charity event. Me and G-Spot will definitely be in the house doing our damn thing, you know what I'm saying? Pillow Talk Radio style, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have Patron Don in the house, some other artists doing their damn thing. So y'all come on out and support, you know, get out, get active. Get in your community, you know, come out and meet these LVPPWs, all my fellas. Come on out, you know what I'm saying? $10 in advance, $15 at the door, you know what I'm saying? So this song go out to everybody that's so anxious to meet a BBW on May 10th.
Get some new things and some
some new blood and some new heat out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. So y'all make sure y'all come out and, you know, support Larry Love and everything. Larry, where can they find you at and all your music? Kind of give some people background where you've been.
Well, for all my reggae rhythms and mixes, you can go to ReverbNation.com/
okay.
DJ Larry Love. All my hip-hop and everything else, you can go to MixCrate.com/ Larry Love Las Vegas. Also, follow me on Twitter at DJ Larry Love 2K. And just like Jenna said, it's Mixmasters Vegas on Facebook. You already know what it is.
Okay.
So,
okay. You being a local DJ, I always kind of ask the local DJs out here in Vegas just getting around and everything, doing their thing, especially when you come, when you're not born and raised in Vegas, you're coming from somewhere else. You have a different type of vibe, things like that. When you see other DJs doing their thing and they're not moving the crowd, and I know you talk to other DJs and they be like, well, damn, how can I this and how can I that? What is the key of moving the crowd in Vegas?
Honestly, moving the crowd, and I'm going to keep this from, and this is from 13 years experience, bro. A lot of the DJs out here, a lot of DJs everywhere, they cater to the dudes. You know what I'm saying? They cater to the music that they think is hot. They cater to the stuff on the radio. Tough to get a crowd moving, it's the females. Mm-hmm. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because they're the ones in the dance floor. They're the ones shaking their ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're the ones doing everything they're doing. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get the party jumping. Because once the females start dancing and then, you know, us dudes, we see them asses shaking and them hips moving, we following. You know what I'm saying? So to get the crowd jumping, all them other DJs out there listening, don't cater to the dudes. Yeah, they're your homies. Yeah, they're your people's on the street.
Yeah.
But they ain't not giving you no credibility in the club. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I know I host a lot of events with DJs. You know what I'm saying? And one thing that I do when I'm hosting events, and I have a DJ, you know, I try and tell the ladies, come and tell me what you want to hear. You know, I get a lot of DJs be like, man, I don't want nobody talking to me. And I'm like, why not? You know what I'm saying? Well, because I'm doing my thing. And I'm like, okay then, but you got a line full of women out here that has requests. You can fit this into your mix and this, that, and the other. That's what's going to be the difference of a woman going, he's a good DJ, or a woman going, he's an asshole. I ain't coming back here.
Exactly, and I'm going to give it real to you, the word DJ is not just about the music. If you're going to become a DJ, you have to be a people person, you feel me?
Right.
Whether it be, you know, people that you would, you know, not typically associate with or whatever the case may be, once you get into that move and you DJ whatever, DJ Larry Love, DJ So Hype, DJ whatever, once you get into that zone, you got to be people friendly. You got to listen to that crowd, because guess what? You basically working for them. You know what I'm saying? The club paying you, whatever establishment is paying you, but you're not working for the owners. You're working for the people to come back to that spot when you're there and book, or whatever spot you at, they're going to want to follow you.
Right.
It's all about the numbers. That's right.
Yeah. People kind of that you got coming through the door, then the drinks that you're selling at the bar, and things like that, how long you keep people on the dance floor, things like that. A lot of these DJs don't know that these club owners look at that. They look at the numbers. They look how many people came through the door. Sometimes they'll have somebody walk around and go, hey, what you think about the DJ and this, that, and the other, just to get a biased opinion. And people are going to be, you know, and after people that had a couple of shots and this, that, and the other, they're going to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to be like, oh, he sucks. Or I went up to try to get a request from him, and he didn't even give me the time of day, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So, you know, I mean, that's what I'm talking about, you know, because I know when I used to DJ the plus-size clubs and things like that, first thing I used to say is, all the ladies, let me know what you want to hear, because I don't want to sit there and keep going through records and going through records and going through records, and then by that time, everybody be done left.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know, like,
I want to shout out to Larry. Hang on a second. I want to shout out to Larry Love's beautiful wife, Sarah. Sarah volunteered to be a performer also at our event. She's going to be dancing. She's one of the dancers that will be performing along with Patron Don. So I just wanted to shout her out and thank her and thank Larry for, you know, always giving us their support and opening up their home for rehearsals and, you know, just being there for us. I really want to thank you, and I appreciate everything you guys are doing. So definitely we will be out there supporting you as well.
Of course. I mean, support is support. You know what I'm saying? One hand wash your DF at. Both hands wash your face. That's what I grew up on. You know what I'm saying? Respect tatted on the side of my neck. It's something I live my life off of. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In order to
be
successful, you got to give success to other people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And a lot of people look at that. A lot of people look at that, and a lot of people listening in are going to say I'm crazy about it. But it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? You want to be successful,
you got to give that next person a little push. You got to reach back. You got to give success. You got to give that other, you know. We've been the little band on the totem pole, and somebody gave us a break. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly, and I'm going to keep it real. This gig right here at Bar 702, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put it out there right now. It's all thanks to Jeannie, you know what I'm saying? We've been talking back and forth. She told me to try to hit up this spot. I did what I did, and boom, you know what I'm saying? Come May 3rd, 10 o'clock, doors open. It's Jam Rock in the Desert, 99.9% reggae. There will be just a little hip-hop reggaeton and everything else thrown in there, but it is an island night, an island-based theme. So, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? I do want to shout out to you guys for doing this show, for having me on this show. I want to shout Gina out for giving my wife the opportunity to actually perform. You know what I'm saying? Because never know who's going to be in the building that night, you know?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. Batman got several shows that I'll be, putting artists on and things like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing that I noticed that you mentioned was about respect and giving respect and things like that. You know, it's still a lot of people. You know, you from New York. I'm from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Everything that fell out of New York, we got it first. You know what I'm saying? When Criminal Minded leaked out on the cassette tape, Detroit got it, and we flooded Detroit with fucking BDP before BDP was even produced and put out. You know what I'm saying? So we've been, you know, I've been on that New York shit, you know, since I started, because that's what I grew up on. I grew up on Dana Dane and Slick Rick and all of that shit, you know, Tribe Called Quest and all that crazy shit that was coming out in NY. And it is a respect thing, you know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of cats on the West Coast don't really understand the East Coast grind. You know, when we come from the East Coast, our grind is different out here. It's just out here on the West Coast, they grind 24 hours a day. We grind till 2 a.m. and a little bit beyond. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I do agree with you, man. It is a respect thing. It's a respect thing and loyalty thing. And to me, coming from the East Coast, it's kind of hard to find that out here on the West.
It sure is, man. I've been out here 2 years, and I can count the amount of respectable people on one hand. You feel me? You know?
Right.
I mean, everybody
right.
out here in Vegas, you know, they out for themselves. And that's something that people need to honestly wake up and realize, guess what? Yeah, you were born alone, you're going to die alone, but in life you have to meet people and you have to go through things with people in order to actually fulfill your life. You know what I'm saying? Because if you buy yourself 24/7, when you die, your kids going to look at you like, my mom and dad ain't do shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They ain't do nothing. Damn, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? So, yeah, make that statement. Make yourself be known. You know what I'm saying? Get out there and network. That's what it's all about. All you DJs, all you artists. And this is one thing that I tell all the artists. You can't get heard unless a DJ breaks your music.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
It's a hand-in-hand thing. Stop turning your nose up to the DJ and this, that, and the other. And all you other DJs out there, stop turning your nose up to people that's in media and stuff like that, because media can make or break a DJ, and a DJ can make or break an artist.
Amen.
Sure can.
So,
I hear you on that one.
You know what I'm saying? Because I get a lot of cats, and I tell them, well, yo, man, I can play your music on my radio show, and they go, yeah, really, for real? And it's like, yo, player, are you being played in Germany right now? Well, no. Well, my radio show is being played in Germany right now. You know what I'm saying? So if I play your music, that means they're hearing your stuff in Germany. But I tell you what, you keep it and keep on pushing, bro, because I don't need it. Stop thinking that the DJ owes you a favor. Stop thinking that, you know, somebody owes you a favor when you out here grinding. The DJ had to grind to get to where he's at. So you can't play your
13 shit. Years, bro. 13 years I'm grinding, and I'm still grinding. You know what I'm saying? Been out here
grinding.
In Vegas for 2 years, and I'm still pushing it like I'm pushing it on the East Coast. You feel me? I mean, just because I switch coast doesn't mean my grind and my hustle going to stop.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Well, like I said, man, one more time, tell them where to find you at.
Well, you can find me on Facebook at Mixmasters Vegas. Follow me on Twitter at DJLarryLove2K. Of course, ReverbNation.com/DJLarryLove. MixCrate.com/LarryLoveLasVegas. Let's get it in. Don't forget to come out May 3rd to Jam Rock in the Desert at Bar 702. You know what I'm saying? And also tomorrow night, if y'all aren't doing nothing, I do have auditions at the Charisma Lounge out on Decatur and Flamingo. I'm trying to get up in there. So if y'all, you know, y'all ain't got nothing to do, come swing by there and show support. Doors open 8 o'clock for this audition. So just swing by and show love. Love is always returned. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
We love you, Larry.
You know what I'm saying, man? And we appreciate you, and we'll see you on the 3rd, player.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'm out of here.
That's what it is, y'all. Yo, y'all, we appreciate y'all listening to the Pillow Talk radio show live from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to Patron Don for being on the show, my man DJ Larry Love, you know what I'm saying, and all our callers that called in, you know what I'm saying, and everybody that's on the line. I got a 254 area code, I got a 702 area code, a 414, you know what I'm saying, and the rest of 702, and we appreciate y'all staying 70 true with us, all right? So for Fat Man and G-Spot, you got any last words or shout-outs, sweetie?
I just want to thank everybody that's listening, and, you know, just look us up on Facebook, Batman, G-Spot, Pillow Talk, and LVPPW. I want, you know, to shout out to them and thank you for all your support and love. We appreciate everything you guys are doing.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So for Fat Man and G-Spot, y'all, I just want to thank y'all for supporting us and just keep praying for us, y'all, and we're going to keep on striving for better. You know what I'm saying? Because we're trying to get to the top, too. You know what I mean? So, for Fat Man and G-Spot, y'all, we will check y'all next Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And once again, like I said, just pray for us, all right? All right, then. We out of here. We holla.
My motherfucking new. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my news. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga.